Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. It's been a long time, but I'm back, goddammit. I'm still stuck out here in L.A. with all the women with their face pulled back like they just got open a box of red bottom shoes. But I'm joined here by my lovely friend Chris. Who I say you look like?
Rosie,
the gay prisoner.
Chris hashtag Rosie O'Donnell and Dion hashtag the hot dog man.
Come get this wiener.
Another episode of the Pat Down with Miss Pat. Say hey, Chris.
Hey.
And Dion.
What up, y'all?
And hey, stay tuned. We got some crazy shit to talk about. I shot a pilot, a bitch almost famous.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go repeat it.
Hey, guys, I'm in LA.
Hey, hi, from LA.
you niggas gonna speak. I just finished recording my pilot.
Congratulations.
Yes, congrats. I heard nothing but rave reviews about it. Rave reviews, not grave reviews. Yeah. Rave reviews.
Don't kill a bitch before she get her first check. It was great. It was a hell of an experience. I tell you, I was like, I can't believe I'm acting. But mine is multicam, so it was more like stand up comedy to me.
Really?
That's how it felt to me. Stand up comedy. So
I don't know what multicam means. Can you explain that to me?
More than one camera.
So multi-camera. Okay.
Yeah, multi-camera.
That's what multi-cam stands for. Cam is short for camera.
Okay. Does that mean it looks like The Office, or like what is it like? Is that a camera style?
I think it's The Office is multi-cam. I don't know. I don't know sitcom like my writer do, but Norman Lear did a lot of them, like all in effect. No, you that in front of a live studio audience. That's what a multicam is.
Gotcha.
So my show was in front of a live studio audience.
I bet.
And boy, do we have a ball.
I bet you killed in front of that audience.
You know what was crazy? Because the pilot is about where I live at now, and you know what it was like adjusting to where I live now, and all the material that I ever wrote about my all white community. So to see that material stuck inside of that inside of this strip was really, it was funny to me just to see that those situations killed the way they did. Like when I talk about the Blue Cross Blue Shield kids and moving to Indiana and my daughter going to all white school, all the material that I ever wrote, we just pulled into this pilot. And to see those old jokes killed, and it starts really fucking cool. I don't want to tell the whole show, but it starts with a really cool monologue to let you know what the show about to be real. It ain't no pity. Pat shit over here.
What was really funny, Chris, is she goes, they laughed at all my old jokes. Like, look at that, only old to you. They never heard that shit before. It's fucking hilarious.
I get the sense that if she says it out loud, she thinks everybody in the world heard it.
Well, right. I mean, as far as there's some of those jokes that she hasn't told in a couple years, like some of the jokes about
being shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't tell that anymore.
I mean, because most people have heard her story that are fans of hers.
Right.
But there's still a great ton of people who have no idea that she's been shot. And so when they hear it, it's just as funny as, you know, when the first time she told it. So.
Right.
I just thought that was really hilarious. She goes, they still laughing. I'm like, it's still funny.
If I was in a comedy club, I would have been ripping. I would have been killing. And what was so funny, because, you know, this is really my first acting gig, my own show. And I don't think the people that was around me was for sure that I could handle it. I'm like, you paid me to be me, motherfucker, not Cicely Tyson.
Right.
I'm not trying to be no slave, or I'm not trying to be Denzel Washington in Training Day. I'm just being me. All you need me to do is read and memorize. So this shit is easy. So which was a hell of an experience. It was really fun. So much shit was going on that day. I tell you, I have to get used to hair and makeup, because, you know, you used to your makeup one way, and then I'm from the street. So every time they say cut, here come these bitches just pulling on your hair and patting your face, like, get your fucking hands off me. Where I'm from, when people touching on you like that, they trying to steal your money out your titty and shit. Get the fuck away from me.
Last time that happened, it was crackheads.
Yeah,
it was
you
Atlanta
were sleeping.
96.
I got to get used to people touching me. I'm like, can you please get your fucking hands out my hair? And then she just all in my hair. You know, I'm a woman. When somebody put their hand on your head, they usually want you to suck their dick. And so I'm like... Get your fucking hands out my hair and stop touching all over me and shit. Straightening up your clothes and patting your face down. And this is what I don't want to ever get used to. They wait on you hand and foot. Can I get you anything? Can I get you anything? I said, you can get the fuck out of my face. Because if I need something, that's why I had these motherfucking kids, so they can run the errands. Can I get you coffee? Can I put you, they put your shoes on. My kids always tied my shoes for free because I can't bend over. Now I got this regular old woman down out by my pussy that I had to make sure I wash every fucking day so she don't smell it. Because if the kids smell it, they ain't going to say shit. They just going to tell the other kid.
Oh, God.
If I'd have known you could get paid for time as past shoes, I'd have charged you a long fucking time ago.
She said, yeah, that's why I had these kids and podcast co-hosts and openers. And,
niggas actually do shit for you.
Right.
Yeah. They was all, I said, can y'all, I said, they thought I was a bitch. I said, I'm not a bitch. What I want you to do is leave me the fuck alone. I walk into the little cafeteria thing, which they don't call it cafeteria. I call it lady, cafeteria lady the whole time she was there. They call them, whatever the fuck they call them when you go back there to eat. Can I get you something? I said, you can get the fuck away from me. That's what you can get. And I had to tell other people, tell that bitch leave me alone. Tell that bitch leave me alone. That's what I hated. I could not take the just waiting on me hand and foot for no fucking reason.
You would hate being a princess even though you act like one.
I don't act like no fucking princess.
No, you are Dictator Pat. We love you.
Yeah, Pol Pat.
We love you, leader.
We're here for you.
So that was weird. And, you know,
what
I shot.
What was your favorite experience about?
Debbie Allen. Do you know who Debbie Allen is, Chris?
Yes, because of you, though. But when you explained to me who she was, I understood. So you explained it.
Show fame.
Let me say it this way. No, I have no idea. Who is she, Miss Pat? I'll help.
Yeah, she's a lady from Fame. She's like fucking royalty. She's like Black History. She is the shit, okay? And so when to have her shoot the pilot was like fucking, I couldn't believe it. I think I still can't believe it that, you know, Debbie Allen shot the fucking Miss Pat pilot. And it was so fun. She was so helpful. She knew how to put the hot sauce on the table. I just love how she handled it. She made that set black. You hear me? You felt like you was a, look, she even put the book Nigger out. You remember the book Nigger by, what's the comedian name?
The old comedian who was in the civil rights era.
He just
Dick
died.
Gregory.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
That in the house, the book Nigga in the house turned up with Nigga. So you know this is a black family that don't read, because I never read that book. They put everything in that motherfucker that smart black people will read. And all these books laying around, I'm like, I've never read not one of these motherfuckers. But it let you know that we was a black family that loved each other. Mm. And it was a great experience, especially with her.
So can you talk about who's in the show? Like who plays your husband?
A guy, his name is J. Bernard Calloway. He's a theater actor. And he was in the middle of doing a play in Boston with Billy Porter when we hired him. Tammy Roman is my sister from Basketball Wife. And then you have one girl, her name is, I'm going to fuck her name up.
That's a weird
Brianna
name for a
Guadalamoke.
Kid.
Guantanamo or some shit like that.
Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the G words in this past.
Guantanamo or some shit like that. But she, this young lady could act her ass off. She was wearing my ass out. And I was just praying, is this bitch ever going to fuck up a line? She finally fucked up and I stopped the scene like, finally, you fucked up a line. She was so good. My boy, the guy who played Junebug, his name Theodore Barnes. He was really funny. Kid who Vince Swans plays Nikhil, which is Brandon. So we really look like a family. I mean, they all actors. They all got experience, except me. I was the fucking greenest person on the set.
Did that play out in certain ways? Did you notice?
I wasn't gonna let them outdo me. Is you fucking crazy? I'm from the street. I've been practicing like a motherfucker on this. Hell, after I cast them, I called them and said, hey, y'all come over here and work out with a bitch, okay? I don't want to flop this shit at the table read. So, no. I mean, I wasn't intimidated. It was my element. It was my story. So I was very comfortable with telling my story.
That's good.
So in the crowd, I'm a comedian. So once I looked in the audience and saw 200 people, 190 people sitting in the audience, I'm like, oh, I'm about to take them on a Negro field trip.
Was it an all white crowd, all black crowd, mixed crowd? What was the makeup that?
The first crowd was all black and old. So we was playing Megan Stallion, a big old freak, and they looking at us like, we didn't come here for this nun Jesus Christ shit. So the DJ had to readjust because you can't be playing big old freak to no 80-year-old woman who don't even know her pussy still down there. So we played gospel music like Kirk Franklin on the first show, which still we were cranking. That motherfucker up with Kirk Franklin. You know how black folks will dance to any motherfucking thing, okay? We'll dance to a drive-by if you popping off the bullets with beats. So, second show, it was a really mixed crowd, black and white, and we played Megan Thee Stallion. We played all kind of shit. And it was Big Sean, you know Big Sean.
I know Big Sean, yeah.
And he was destroying that bitch as hosting. So he did a wonderful job. We brought in our own little nuggets to kind of make it special. I'm telling you, the camera people was dancing. Yeah. Do you know you the shit when you can get white cameramen to get up and try to dance? That's the type of experience you're going to get when Miss Pat show is a go at Hulu and you come out. We're going to make everybody. Want to hear something crazy? So we're having a dance, all right. And so this black boy got up and he tore it up. So there's like anybody could be him. And this little nerdy ass white kid kind of looked like you, Chris, but not as big as you. Got up and everybody looking like, nigga, sit down. When I tell you that child tore that audience apart, Debbie Allen said, look at my student up there wearing them niggas out. Oh, my God. This white boy shut it down. He shut it down. He put y'all back on the map that night. I mean, he would pop, lock his splits, hitting flips. He tore that black boy. That black boy had to set his ass down. You would have thought the black boy was white when he got to eat his ass for soup. So it was a great experience. I haven't cried yet. My husband cried, y'all. He was so proud, and I gave him a shout out. He started crying. But I think it hasn't set in for me yet. Like, I shot a pilot, and everybody's like, how you feel? I was like, I feel like I need to go do this next gig so I can make some fucking money so we can eat.
Right.
When is your next gig?
Thursday, back to work. I'm going to Yonkers Comedy Club this week, but y'all won't be able to hear. So the following week, am I at Go Bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati. So y'all make sure y'all come out and see me.
I updated all your comedy dates on Ms. Pat Comedy.
You ain't got to tell everybody. You ain't got to tell everybody I pay you to do that, Chris. We on a podcast.
He didn't.
You did.
But.
Okay.
I was just saying. There were a ton. Somebody is either mad at you and making you work hard, or you are just ready to get back out on the road.
I'm ready to get back out on the road. I've shot this pilot, waiting on Hulu to say yay or nay. And, you know, it's all about just keeping it moving for me. That's all I'm trying to do is just keeping it moving. I mean, you can't. This is their shit. They control this. I control my stand-up life. So I'm going back to what I know, what I control. So I'm like, fucking, I want to work to all through next year. So I'm booked all the way through next year.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll kind of miss, like, once you leave LA and you come back and you get back out on the road, like, is it apples and oranges, or will you go, man, I really like the TV experience a lot better than the road, or is it comparable?
I like to stand up. I like seeing the different places, being able to touch real people. I like being around real motherfuckers. In L.A., everybody face pulled back and you don't know who lying. And it just it's too fake for me. Oh, my God, I love you. Next minute, I hate that bitch. So where I'm from, I just tell you, I hate you. Right. So, but they don't do that shit out here. So L.A. is not for me. I get very irritated out here. I'm ready to go. And people just don't tell the truth out here. You know, they're so fucking sensitive.
In what way?
Just like if you on set and you tell a motherfucker how you feel, I'm going to report you for bully. I'm like, bitch, you 42 years old. We not in elementary school. Fuck are you reporting me for bullying for?
Who did you bully?
I didn't bully anybody.
But, right. Other than everyone.
I mean, just like you can get in trouble for bullying just because you tell a motherfucker you don't care. Fuck you. Grow up. And so it's that type of shit, you know, that I got to get used to. Pat, you can't say anything. You know, you got to watch what you say and how you say it.
You can't say
in Indiana, I can say, get the fuck out of my face. But you can't say it here. You got to be nice. Like, I really don't want to hear what you're saying because you're in my space and I need my space so I can feel the butterflies on my head. That type of shit.
I can't imagine that the set of Miss Pat is a safe space, though.
Well, I try to tell people when I, you know, everybody's like, oh, you the star. I said, I'm not a star. I'm at work. We right. all stars. It take all of us to make this shit work. And one of the things I didn't allow in this set was they wanted to, you know how the star and the cast and all of those people eat first. And I've been on the other side before. I said, no, y'all, we ain't, everybody eat. If you didn't get nothing to eat, you should have been here. You just fucking missed out like at grandma's house. And get your ass, you heard the bell ring, come fucking eat. And I didn't let them divide us like that. Everybody eat at the same time. It took all of us to make it work. And I don't like dividing people. I like treating everybody the same. So what? My name is at the top of the thing. But in the end of the day, we all human beings.
Yeah, that's nice. Because having served on crew, it's just like that us versus them thing. I can't imagine you like treating a cameraman differently than you treated like your co-star. Like you treat everybody
extra. I was like, hey, breakfast out here. Y'all go eat, go eat. They was like, we can eat. Fuck yeah, you can eat. It's in the kitchen, ain't it? That's what they like. We can eat. I said, you don't have to wait on this fucking set. I said, if they don't eat, it because they weren't in there to get nothing to fucking eat. Go eat.
Now, how do you get along with your co-stars?
It was different kissing another man because I've never cheated before. So
you still haven't.
Right.
That's not cheating. That's work. Unless you try to tell us something.
No, it was so different kissing this dude. He was a nice dude. Was not my type, but we look really good together. Great chemistry together. Great fucking actor. So I had to warm up to him because every time I kissed him, I felt like we was cheating on our husbands and wives. So, but he was really nice. He, you know, he didn't push on me. You know, he kind of tucked me up on his wing and let me know, hey, you know, this is just acting. And he made me feel really comfortable with him. We went out to dinner, and by the tape night, I was able to kiss him. First night, I was like, if you put your fucking hands on me, I will stab you in your fucking forehead.
How many times did you have to practice the kiss?
For a week and a half.
Damn, I need to go
half
into
of the
acting.
Time it did. Half of the time it wasn't landing. I was moving my head, and then they was like, "It's obvious you don't like him." I'm like, "It's not that I don't like him. I just don't want him fucking kissing me."
It sounds like Miss Pat's at a social in fourth, like sixth grade, and it's just like 7 minutes of
and
heaven.
So he went from kissing me on the forehead to the hand, and then finally I could kiss him on the lips.
Now, how does your husband feel about it?
He didn't give a fuck. I got paid to kiss that man. He let me kiss you too if you'd have got my paycheck.
That's the most Garrett response ever. Do you care? Not at all.
Somebody
else's
turn.
Let me suck your titties if I'm going to get paid. He don't give a fuck. He told me you need to go kiss that man before you fuck up our paycheck. I said, you kiss that motherfucking man.
Now, did any of the other family come out? Like, did they get weirded out by the kiss?
No, the whole family came out and got on my motherfucking nerves.
So she called
Gary
me a
Gary
came times.
Out. She helped wrote on it a lot. Gary Anna helped wrote on it a lot. Nakia came out and just ate up all the motherfucking food in the back in the bag. His main mission was to clean the refrigerator out. Junebug didn't do much. Ashley came out. She wrecked my fucking rental car and all other kind of shit. And she come out with her little girlfriend. So it was some drama going on.
So Ashley was doing gay daughter shit?
Gay daughter shit, yeah. But I think Fox thought I was so overwhelmed because so many people flew out here to see it that they was like, can we please get you your own hotel room? And I'm like, I got my own hotel room. You already paying for it. They said, well, we're going to get you another hotel room away from them niggas. So they put me up in this really nice hotel here and they fucking, we can order room service. And so we were just in there fucking eating our ass off, and we fell asleep, and we got breakfast, and I just went ahead and put air, you know, do what black folks do, empty the refrigerator out on the way out the door. I'm kidding. I didn't do that, but I thought about it. But I got so many fucking gifts, flowers. I was like, it would have been cool if I was in Atlanta because I could actually put some nice flowers on my mama's grave without setting it on fire this time.
That has
I was like, why did they bring me all these fucking graveyard flowers? So they brought me Cristal. They brought me Moet. They brought me red bottom shoes, some hoe shoes. And I was like, yo, I can't wear these shoes. And my agency bought me shoes, and I know why they bought them.
I mean, you cheating on your husband, you might as well wear some hoe shoes.
Yeah. I can't wear them fucking shoes. I put my foot in them shoes, and my vagina say, bitch, don't play with us. My vagina was pop locking. I think my clitoris damn near ran off and left me that day.
What's the name of them shoes?
Red bottom. And they called, they was over $1,000. I flew back to that store and got me a gift card.
Never mind, Dion.
It costs more than your car, Dion.
I don't believe that.
I don't think you fucking them type of girls with red bottoms on.
I got a red engine light on.
Hey, that's your red bottom. Check all, nigga. I'm running hot, nigga. So the experience was really good. I'm just hoping and praying Hulu give us 10 episodes. We got some really great ideas to share. It was so funny. It was so intense. It was real shit, but it was funny. The best way I can describe this show is I'm a black Archie Bunker. It's like a black, I'm speaking the truth, and I think I'm a little bit more modern. I'm a little bit more open minded than Archie Bunker was, but it's that type of truth. It's that type of truth.
When can we expect the show to air if they pick it up? Can you give like a timeline?
Well, don't I need to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a break and then I'm gonna come back and tell y'all about the timeline. All right, we back. So, what was your question, Dion?
Can you give us a timeline as far as when the pilot's gonna be if they pick it up and when?
Well, if they pick it up, well, we're waiting on a pickup. That's the whole thing when you shoot a pilot. So if it get picks up, not if, when it get picks up, all writer's room will open somewhere around January, February. So hopefully by the summer of next year, you'll get to see it. So by that time, it'll be more episodes behind it. So I don't know if.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Can you explain the process? So like you sold the pilot and then you like get a writer's room and then there's table reads. Like I've kind of watched your Instagram and we talked a little bit. I'm confused about the process. I think people might.
Well, the process is I sold it 3 years ago and then it finally ends up at Hulu. And then once they pick it up, they'll say 8, 10, 5 episodes, whatever they want. Then we open up this writer's room, and then we hire writers. That's when you lose Dion because he's going to come to L.A. with me. So we hire these writers, and pretty much we already know what the first 10 episodes is. So we'll go in and we'll dig in and we'll start writing. So we got like 3 months to write these episodes, and then we'll go off and start shooting them somewhere probably March, April. End of April, and then once we start shooting them, hopefully Hulu will start dropping them towards the summer or fall of next year.
Okay. Will they air the pilot separate from the actual picked up shows?
I don't know. I'm hoping they will. I'm hoping if they're going to pick it up, they will drop the pilot sometime in January, February. But I don't know. I don't. Hulu isn't like network. They can drop a show anytime. Well, network have just pilot season. Streaming services can drop it anytime they fucking get ready.
Right. So will the pilot episode be part of the 10 episodes, or will you do the pilot plus 10?
I hope it's a pilot plus 10, but who knows? I'm new to TV too, so y'all asking the wrong nigga. What I need y'all to do is call Hulu every fucking day and say, we want Miss Pat's show. That would be fucking great. So I don't know, you know.
Well, we'll put the Crack Babies on it and...
Crack Babies, get on that shit. Go and tell Hulu you want the Miss Pat show, and that's the only, and you gonna keep your subscription past the 30-day free trial. You know,
they definitely want the Judge Joe Brown episode.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know where that episode at. I really don't. I wish I can find it. You remember it, right, Dan?
I definitely remember it. It was one of the funniest things I ever to get a real life judge to say booty beads as many times as you got him to say it. Is a feat that is, you should be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
Yeah.
He was like, what happened? I was like, he stuck them. She made me pick up some booty beads, and I didn't even know they was fucking booty beads. So,
you had
yeah.
the bailiff laughing. I mean, that's he's not even supposed to be even, you know, he's not supposed to move. He was doubled
He's supposed
over.
To be tough and shit.
It was a really funny episode. We put the Crack Babies on it, and no one's been able to find anything. They took it down from YouTube.
Yeah, maybe tweet Judge Joe Brown. Maybe he can help us. He can release it or something.
He probably in rehab.
So while I was searching for the episode, all this Judge Joe Brown stuff came up, and there's clips of him being shit-faced with, I don't know if they were hookers or what, but he was with these two old women, and he was drunk as fuck. That shit was hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. He probably in rehab. Well,
what if the episode with Miss Pat was the beginning of his spiral?
Don't put that shit on me. He went on TV buying pussy.
He said, I said booty beads on TV, and then it just drove him mad.
His contract drove him fucking crazy. I don't know what you're talking about, Chris. I have shit to do with Judge Joe Brown.
I'm not.
But I hope we can find it, because it was such a fucking great episode.
It really was funny.
Yeah.
And she didn't stand a chance, that poor woman.
Of course.
She wanted to go on TV. I told that bitch not to put me on TV with her crazy ass, but it is what it is. So I got my money, and she moved out of my fucking house and thought she was going to get away with it. I said, bitch, I'm Inspector Gadget, like Pink Panther, that shit to go inside your wall. Okay. I found that bitch.
Second pilot idea, Miss Pat as Inspector Gadget.
I bet you I can solve some fucking crime.
Go get your wig.
MacGyver reboot with Miss Pat.
The MacGyver reboot with me?
Yes.
They tried to reboot that shit so many times. You know what I used to like? The superhero. What was his name?
Superman. Batman.
No, the one who flew and he had a fucking sheet on his back. Great America Hero. You remember him?
America. Captain America?
No,
Captain
you too,
America
y'all.
Never flew.
Great American Hero. It was a sitcom. It was my favorite. It was this white dude with curly hair. He was a superhero, but he couldn't fly straight.
What?
Great American Hero.
I'm going to Google it, because I've never heard of this.
That shit was so good.
American
You see
Hero.
It? Great American Hero. He was white.
Of course. They're not going to have a
greatest American Hero. American, yeah. So, look at this nerd.
Why is he a nerd, Chris?
Because he's white. 1981.
Yeah, that was a shit show. I love that show.
Never heard of it.
Never. No.
Y'all young, that's why.
Yeah, I wasn't born until 84, so.
Yeah, that was a good-ass show.
I have a feeling this show didn't last 3 years.
It lasted 8 years. I like schooling you young motherfuckers.
It lasted 2 years.
Yeah, that's a goddamn lie. Them reruns I was watching.
Yeah.
Yep. The same episode over and over again.
three seasons, 45 episodes.
Oh, so. That's a lot. Nowadays, that's 10 years.
Let's see if we can play the theme song. It apparently has like a famous theme song. Right.
We don't have to get copyright to play this. I remember this theme song.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't because of copyright.
Yeah.
You're right. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to have to.
You're going
to
get in fucking trouble. So So that's my experience here in LA, y'all. I'm having a good time. I'm in post production now. Hopefully I'll be out of here by the end of October. But it's been going great. I'm having a lot of fun. I learned a fucking lot. I really did.
Are you excited to come back home to Indianapolis?
Those birds no. shitting on your porch?
The kids?
No. No.
Speaking of birds shitting on your porch, how about them Atlanta Falcons getting their ass whooped by the Colts? Yeah.
How about you kiss my ass from the back? From the
back.
Oh,
my God. So my boss, Tom, had the seats that Nikea picked up from me. And so, you know, Miss Pat had asked for them. And I said, yeah, I'll get them to Nikea. So I meet Nikea. I've never interacted with Nikea before. And I've always felt bad, Miss Pat, that you've called him dumb.
Until you met him.
The first thing he goes...
Did he show up with a Falcon mask on?
No, but he goes, man, you be dropping those episodes at 5 a.m. You up that early dropping those episodes? And I went... Nikea, we can schedule it. He goes, what? What is he? Huh?
Huh? Oh. He's always, oh, huh?
Then it was just, he's like, meet me at this gas station. And it was like on the other side of town. But he's like, no, this is, they've got gas pumps. I was like, no, Darlene has never had pumps. It was, I went, Miss Pat and Garyana have never lied about Nikea once.
Nikea is as advertised. Believe that. He is as advertised.
Absolute heart of gold, sweet, sweet person, dumb as hell.
I got to give it to you. He going to kick your ass. For
yeah, he is.
He's still a nigga. And he's a correction officer. He going to put your light-skinned ass in the freaking phone.
Well, now I'm afraid.
I don't know what's wrong with my, but the kid who's playing him had him down fucking packed in the show.
It's not hard to act stupid.
He was best friends with my brother in high school. I go, well, I could probably drop them off at Eric's house. And he goes, who, Eric? My brother. Spangle? Yes, Nikea.
Oh. That's him. That's the kid who asked me, did I want the honey that the bears make?
Oh, my God.
I used to tell him, that's the kid who I sent to the store for fish, and I asked him how much was the fish. He said $5.99 LB.
He asked me,
he said, Mama, what LB stand for, Lane Bryant? I said, bring your dumb ass home. He was too dumb to get kidnapped. He would have questioned the shit out of the molester. So why do you want to dig in my booty? And should I tell my mama you want to dig in my booty? Yes, sir. You're 28 years old, but my mama want to know who be digging in my booty. That's why he never was molested.
You said the mask thing, he had this elaborate plan. He was going to show up to, and these seats are bougie as hell. He was going to show up to the game in a Falcons mask. Like a full regalia. What was he wearing to the game?
It's like remember the wrestler number one and number two? He had a Falcon mask like that.
Okay.
And I said, Nikea, this is an all-white football game. They don't even know how to scream. I right. said, so you might not want to walk your big black ass up in that stadium with that mask on. You giving them a right to shoot you. He said, at a football game? I said, yes, nigga.
Oh.
So I talked him out of the mask. And him and Junebug sitting there talking all that shit. And my whack ass Falcons lose to. How do you lose to the Colts? That's like losing to fucking old folks' home.
Historically, the Falcons have the worst record against the Colts. Out of all the teams,
really,
versus head to head, the Colts versus Falcons is the most lopsided.
That don't want
to
hear that bullshit, Dion.
That's
I know you don't. That's why I'm telling you.
That's
y'all suck ass.
Gambling addiction info right there.
The Falcons are 2-15 all time against the Colts.
Jeez.
Well, we 2-15 right now, and the season just started.
Well, yeah. I mean, the season's
over for
y'all.
We 2-15 right now, and the season just started.
Because you got your favorite quarterback.
Yeah, Madden fucking always on ice.
She hates Matt Ryan so
really?
Much.
He suck ass. He fucking suck ass. You shouldn't have a Julio Jones and not be winning fucking games. You, I mean, I understand we need an offensive line too, but God damn, we suck. At least if we had a quarterback back there that was black, or one that wasn't scared of Negroes that will run like Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger don't get, he run over bitches, niggas, Indians, fucking chickens. Roethlisberger stop everybody.
When you rape people, you don't need to run.
That scared him much.
He ain't scared of shit. Come on back here and see what happened to you.
Roethlisberger don't blue give 42. A fuck. I think my quarterback got fucking sand in his shoes. And he can't tell the black people apart. When he get nervous, he's like, somebody black, catch the ball. And it's always the wrong black person. I'm like, Matty Ice, that's not your Negro. Negro.
Y'all need white receivers so he know who to throw it to.
We need receiver with no fucking helmets on. We need Matty Ice to fucking, we need it like in the fucking video game when it be like, this my man over the head. He need the arrow pointing to the motherfucker. And I don't even play football. And I know that much. I'm like, God damn, Matty Ice, you suck hot dick on a gonorrhea night.
Gonorrhea.
Fucking hate him. I hate Matty Ice. I fucking hate him. So that's it. You know, I've stopped. I quit. I'm protesting. You know, when your team losing, you can always use this when you black. I ain't watching no more football till they bring Kaepernick back. You can say that shit when you black because your team ain't shit. So I'm protesting football. The NFL ain't shit. They don't treat black people right.
Oh, man.
So as soon as the Falcons start winning, I'll be back, but don't y'all tell nobody. It's so bad, I won't even put on my Falcon gear. I don't even want nobody to know I'm with these son of a bitches. I'd rather go fuck a homeless man than to watch a Falcon game.
I'm so glad I could bring about this hate in your heart.
I'm crying. I needed this. I've missed you, Miss Pat.
Not as much I ain't miss you. My Falcon got their ass drugged in Indianapolis. And somebody drugged that ass last week. I'm like, who drugged him last? I gave
Tennessee.
Up. How the fuck you lose Tennessee? Tennessee ain't had no team since that big black dude got killed and left. What's the man name?
Steve McNair.
They ain't been shit since. Is that the one dead?
Yeah, he died.
They ain't been shit since that whole kill Steve McNair. And then you go down there losing. No, we don't even know Tennessee got a team.
They came to y'all house and beat y'all ass.
I know. Nigga, me and you can, us three can go beat the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
Julio need to get the fuck on. And they be, and any of you Julio like he fucking scratchy arm man throwing the ball all the way to heaven and think he's supposed to come back down with wings on his back with the motherfucking ball. Well, you threw the ball to Jesus. The fuck is the ball up in the sky? Then he be about to throw the ball out that hole inside the fucking dome.
Out the roof. The roof closed so Matt Ryan don't throw
the keep
ball.
The roof closed so he don't throw away the fucking football. I can't stand that sorry ass white boy. And I'm for white quarterback, but I just wish somebody hit his kneecap and turn them bitches backwards so he can retire.
God damn.
Wow.
I cannot stand him because he got $100 million. You know what they need to do? They need to make, if we give you $100 million and you don't do your job, the fans should have a right to hit you across your fucking back with a bat.
Public flogging.
Or at least hit you with one of them sugar cane stick. Sugar cane stick may any nigga do right. You'll be hit with a sugar cane stick, they don't break.
Nah, thank God I've never been hit with an unbreakable stick before.
You know where I grew up.
I can't fuck, I can't stand Matty Ice. He's a piece of shit. And yes, I said it on my podcast. I am a Falcon fan. I spent a lot of money watching you motherfucker praying. Y'all killed my sister-in-law. Y'all broke up my family. Y'all fucking made my real hair fall out. Y'all done fucking stop valves up in my heart. And you still can't get to the playoff. You sorry, dry dick bastard.
Have you ever, you've never told the sister-in-law story on the podcast. Maybe we should do that next episode.
Oh.
If you want
really?
To.
Really? You want me to tell you how fucked up my Falcon killed my family member?
Yes. We should say that for the next episode because we got to wrap up, though.
Okay, we got to wrap up, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's glad to see Chris. And Dion, y'all still look the same. Dion, you still getting your brother cut your hair. I'm proud of you.
All right, my turn. Go ahead, Miss Pat.
You still look like Rosie O'Donnell in this motherfucker. Like you ready to breastfeed. So
you're right. I'm ready,
Chris,
for a titty.
You
right
look
now.
Like that bitch that just got locked up in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia, yeah.
Yeah, the gay girl got locked up. You seen the gay couple got 25 years for being gay?
No.
Oh, nope. Yeah, look
Let's
at
save
it.
Save that for the next episode.
Chris looked like the black girl who got locked up.
Arabia gay couple. Let's see.
Yeah, 25 years for being gay. I'm telling you, I would have never took them 25 years. I'd have been sucking dick right there in the courthouse. I'd be like, pull your dick out of that sheep ass and let me suck it. I'm not gay.
Well, it's good to see you, you two. You look great.
We're
only allowed to compliment you. So you look fantastic. You look great. We're very happy for your success.
You look like your team sucks.
Fuck you, D-Don, you Ethiopian bastard. You need a dime to eat this week? Do you need a dime to eat this week? We are the world. We are the children.
Join our Patreon today for $5 a month to help defeat Dion's poor broke ass.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.